They are little dark blobs on the beach. Occasionally one will lift a flipper as if to signal, I'm alive. And if they're found, they have a chance of staying alive. They are Kemp's Ridley turtles, the world's most endangered marine turtles, and they've been turning up in record numbers on Cape Cod beaches. Every year, some turtles just don't migrate south in time and freeze and starve in the cold waters. But this year, more than 100 have been rescued and brought to the New England Aquarium's rescue facility in Quincy, Massachusetts. Connie Marigo is the director. She's there now. Connie, what's going on?
Well, quite a lot. We're buzzed with activity. We're filled with turtles and volunteers and sea turtle biologists all here for the same goal, to save as many of these endangered species as possible.
And these are kind of big turtles. They can be the length of an arm, you know. And what shape are they in?
They're critical. A lot of these turtles were severely hypothermic, which, to put that in reference, it would be almost like a human if you fell through the ice. Your body temperature lowers beyond a point where you have any muscle activity, so you can pull yourself out of the ice. It's the same thing with the turtles. They lose all muscle activity, and then they're at the mercy of the wind. So they are floating at the surface, and then they're blown ashore by the wind.
We are reading on your aquarium blog, and we'll link our listeners to it, about caring for them. They don't even really know how to eat?
Correct. These are wild animals. They're used to chasing live prey. And when they get here, we have food that's, you know, restaurant human-quality food that we thaw, and then we have to cut it into small pieces. So we have to sort of make little tentacles that will move in the water the way, say, a squid would move. And you sort of jerk these little pieces of food around to make it look like they're swimming away from them. And it really takes great patience.
Well, in fact, you're so overwhelmed with the turtles, you've been sending them down to aquariums in Atlanta and in other places. But, you know, as I hear all the work that's being done, I can just hear someone saying, why? You know, what's so important about these turtles?
Exactly. We get that all the time. And usually the way the question is phrased is, why are you interfering? And my answer is, the human race has done nothing but interfere with wilderness wildlife. We've taken over so much of, you know, habitat space, not only on land, but also we've interfered in the oceans. Years ago, in the 40s, there were more than 40,000 of the Kemp's Ridley that were sighted nesting in one season. And now we're in a situation where we got down to probably around 7,500 nesting females. They're critically endangered, and we're trying to help recover from that. So every turtle that we can save and get back into the wild to hopefully add to the reproductive population will be a big benefit to the species as a whole.
And is that the ultimate goal, to put them back in the water? Won't that be a problem? Because we understand they're also under assault down in the Gulf, which is another natural habitat. Because they've been burned by the oil spill. So, I mean, are you tempted to keep them out of the ocean for a while until it's not cold up here and not toxic down there?
Well, their rehab, because of the critical nature when they come in, takes months. It can take anywhere from 6 months to 9 months, just, you know, as a sort of estimate. So they'll be here for a while, and they'll be at these other stranding centers for a while. They tend to have a very severe bacterial and fungal pneumonia, and that takes months to resolve.
Oh, boy, a lot of work, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we are here in the Boston area, of listeners across the country, but if someone here in the Boston area is on the Cape Cod beach and comes across one, what should they do?
If you come across a turtle on a Cape Cod beach, you really should mark the turtle, put some sort of, if there's any beach debris around, you know, post it somehow, mark the area. Cover the turtle with seaweed, and then call the Massachusetts Audubon at Wellfleet Bay. The Audubon Society at Wellfleet Bay is in charge of sea turtle strandings down there, and they patrol the beaches. They also have strategically placed volunteers that can get to the beaches very quickly, but they need to know where. If you were to say on Nauset Beach, well, that can be 6 miles long, so you need to know, I entered at Gate B, and I walked to the left or north. You know, whatever it is. So the best directions you can give so they can find that turtle as quickly as possible and get him out of the elements is really the only way to save them.
Connie Marigo, director of the New England Aquarium's Rescue and Rehabilitation Facility in Quincy, Massachusetts. Connie, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.